Point number four talks about lack of having a clear picture of what one needs to learn. You know, people engage themselves in educational teachings and information that continues to drain them out. I'm talking about the intellectual Western education system and influence that has limited, colonized, and hindered one's mindset to be able to attain to its positive cultural norms and godly moral values. But they are not even studying about things that will make them better or that will contribute or are relevant to who they are, their interests, where they are going, and their destiny in life. They study things for the sake because somebody else studied. Lack of having a clear picture of what one needs to learn. In the place of learning, there you also become a student. You submit in that place. You sacrifice to attain. There are sacrificial behaviors that you engage into with the aim of attaining something. Yeah, courses that one needs to do. A course of life. Studies of life. The word course also means an energy that starts from somewhere, and through its course of traveling from one place to another, it takes on energies, it attracts people that go with it. Courses that you need to be courses that drives you towards the goal and the purpose of where those courses are taking you. Yeah, investments that one needs to do. You need to know the investments, the things you need to buy as tools that will help you improve and help you to panel beat your ability so that you may reach to that extent where you can carry your purpose in life and also reach its destiny. The offerings that one needs to surrender unto God through the seasons that makes up one's cycle of life. That in life, God put us in a country or a nation, in a world that is made up of seasons, times. To know the seasons and the times, what you are supposed to do in certain given seasons, which makes up your cycle of life, so that through your cycle of life, you may continue to sustain that capacity of you improving your life and the community you are in. And the good relationships that one must have to enable him or her to gain the energies, the wisdom, the courage, to gain the faith, the confidence, the strength, the favor, the attributed blessings, and the attributes that he or she needs to be able to attain his goals. Let us go to point number five. This message will be continued in the next part.